This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Ohio State University announced they will close Buckeye Village, the graduate student and family apartment complex on North Campus, next fall, and redevelop the property. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into this story, and she joins me now. Paige, why is this happening?
So this has kind of been in the works for a while because they want to redevelop the land that Buckeye Village is on for the sports district, the developing sports district. Buckeye Village itself opened in the late 1950s, so it's pretty old. To give you a sense of how many people live there, there are about 396 units. In 2016, 315 of those were occupied, but currently only 89 units are occupied. And that's in part because they've been trying to ease this transition, and also in part because of the construction that's happening in the area because they're developing so much of this land. So a university spokesman says that they're in the process of negotiating a lease agreement with University Village Apartments. So this is a private apartment complex about half mile up the road. This is a little bit further away from campus. And so starting in 2020, people who live in Buckeye Village will have the option of renting in University Village. They would have this option for 2 years with subsidized rent that would keep the prices similar to what they are now. But students who live in Buckeye Village now are worried about the move.
What are some of the concerns that you heard when you visited Buckeye Village today?
So I met up with Savetra Jairaj on her lawn. She was hanging some clothes out to dry. She lives there with her husband and her four-month-old baby. She's lived in both Buckeye Village, where she lives now, and also University Village. So she says that the University Village apartments are nicer and newer, so that's a plus that you're getting those at a cheaper rate. But it might end up being more expensive overall.
Most expensive would be like internet charges. Here we have like OSU wireless, right? So like we don't have to pay anything like as long as like we are affiliated with the university. But like in UV you would have to buy internet. Yeah, because like when we were in UV we paid like $40 to $60 for like internet. So that's, yeah.
Her neighbor, Emery Bosak, has lived in Buckeye Village for 2 years. He's a second-year PhD student, and he worries not necessarily so much about the money, but about other factors.
Until yesterday, we didn't know, like, you know, what's going to happen. There was this, like, you know, mystery. Where are we going to go? Are they going to just kick us out? Or, you know, when? But yesterday, I received an email saying that they might transfer us to University Village. But I don't know if it's going to have this, you know, sense of community.
He worries that that sense of community would be lost for future students, many of whom are international, if they don't have a dedicated space for people like them.
So is the university considering making another dedicated space for this portion of the student body?
So a university spokesman told WOSU that in 2017, they were looking at possible options for graduate housing and community spaces, but none of the proposals that they were looking at, quote, met the required quality and affordability thresholds. So Stephen Post is the president of the Council of Graduate Students, and he criticizes this move by OSU and says that a new facility is really necessary.
Graduate students with families that would love to come to graduate school here at OSU are really looking at what options are available for them as families in terms of housing. Is it affordable? Is it matching the needs that they want? And without a new facility and an investment in that, I think we're going to be pushing a lot of those students away.
The university says that they're still exploring more available options.
But aren't providing any more details than that?
Not at this time.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for joining us today.
Of course, thanks.